Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm glad you're here. Jonathan Salem Baskin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He was introduced to us by our good buddy, Tom Asacker. So any friend of Tom's is a friend of ours. Jonathan is, he has a global branding company where he helps companies large and small all around the world put their best foot forward in the 21st century marketplace. No mean feat, by the way. He's got a new book out called Branding Only Works on Cattle. I love that title. And he's our new friend. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. And Jonathan, I was talking to the audience before you got here about what you were going to be discussing with us. And based on what I've read in your book and what I think about and your blog and everything, it seems to me that maybe you're defining more than anybody I've seen what could be called post-branding. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Jim, can I use that phrase, by the way?
Yes, yes.
As long as I get the
credit and the royalties, no problem.
Oh boy, well, we'll talk after the show. But I think that's really a fair statement, Jim. You know, I wrote Branding Only Works on Cattle, and I blog on Dim Bulb every day because, you know, I look at the economic meltdown and the crisis around us, and I see actually a deeper problem that we as marketers faced before the economy crashed, and that is customers are harder to find, more difficult to convince, and nearly possible to keep loyal. Now, if we're such experts at brand and marketing, we've got 100 years of expertise behind us, why can't we fix this problem? So in the book and in the blog, I said, maybe we're asking the wrong question. And instead of trying to tell people what to think and trying to create images and positions, we should focus on, like you said, a post-branded world where we redefine brands simply, one big idea, in terms of what people do, not what companies say.
You're not saying exactly what people do, not what they say. You're not saying branding isn't important. You're just saying branding, the idea of your brand without a connection is basically just noise.
It's a happy thought, and it's a lot of hope, and it's a lot of expectation, and absolutely, I'd argue that actually what has driven the great brand successes, even of the past, let alone now, wasn't what people thought or image. It was, in fact, what the content of communication got them to do, what companies did and what consumers did in response. It's something that small businesses do kind of without thinking about it, right? It's how do you connect your customer and do things that matter to them so that they can do things that matter to you. We've always been in the reality business in business. This whole idea that there's some virtual construct that's separate from reality, again, it's a lot of fun and it keeps a lot of marketers employed, but I think this economy is showing us there's not a heck of a lot of legs underneath that idea.
Well, you know, when you think about all the money that's spent on developing brands and the brand message, and there was a time when people cared about those things, when people related to those things,
sure,
when people got excited about them. But in the 21st century, and especially with these younger generations coming along, Jonathan, of which I'm not a member of, you may be, but I'm not, that generation and more of my generation don't care. And you know why they don't care, Jonathan?
Why?
Because in the 21st century, it's all about me.
Oh, yeah. Not Jim, I go further. You're right. Not only do they not care, but when you talk about brand and branding, you actually are offending them. And that's why corporate reputation is still at an all-time low and why we're seeing marketing not work, not only with the younger generations, but anybody over 40 or 50. They're kind of looking at most of the advertising and content that comes from businesses and saying, You know, don't bother me with this stuff. There's
right.
Nothing wrong with TV ads. Remember, this isn't the tactics problem. TV ads still can work, so can billboards.
Advertising is not dead, folks. It's not going to die.
Yeah.
You just have to have a more comprehensive approach to connecting with people. Besides, you need to let them know that you're here, but once they know that, you've got to treat them differently, don't you?
Absolutely, Jim, and you got to do things. I think in the ultimate push here. You know, you can't just, you know, offer a vacuum cleaner or a service or whatever widget it is you make or try to sell and say it means the following things. You got to prove that it does what it does and that what you're saying actually has teeth and afford your customers the chance to do stuff in response. That's the big miracle of the post-branded world. Don't just talk, do.
Well, see, whenever I talk to small business owners, as I have done many, many times over the last 11-plus years about branding, one of my first job, Jonathan, was just to get small business owners to understand that they actually have brands because so many of them don't even understand that concept. And but every time I did, I always talked to them, and I've been doing this a long time now, that your brand – is not your logo. Your brand is not the sign. It's not the name of your company. It's not even the products you sell. It's the face of one of your employees that pops into the head of a customer when they decide that they need what you sell. That's, to me, that's more branding than anything. What do you think?
Now, Jim, I'll tell you, I think you hit it right on the head. And, in fact, I argue in the book that the snapshot of that interaction is the measure of your brand. So you can have the greatest logo, you can have the greatest product, you can talk up a storm, but your brand health is the snapshot of that interaction and all those interactions put together. So it's real time. So it's as much, brand is as much about what you do for your customers as necessarily what your marketers say about you. And again, that's common sense to a small business owner, and I think there's a great opportunity in this economy for the small business and the entrepreneur type to say, hey, I'm going to forge those closer, better, more constant interactions and relationships with my customers, and I think that's the core of the true brands that are going to succeed in this economy.
Mm-hmm. And big businesses can do this too.
Oh,
they just,
absolutely.
But all of them just aren't doing it.
Well, they're not set up to do a gym, and there's a giant...
They could be, though.
Oh, yeah, but there's a creative industrial complex set up between all the media outlets and all the genius marketers. They could do it, but they got to really change. Again, I think the good news behind, you know, the silver lining in this cloud of this economy is that it's going to force a lot of even the biggest brands to rethink how they conceive and deliver their branding. And I think
there are PR firms and media PR firms and ad agencies popping up all over the country that their primary focus is social media. Those guys are the heretics.
Yep.
And they're going to change things, I think. And I want you to, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about branding in a world where there's social media as emerging as it is. I want to get your thoughts on that. The book is called Branding Only Works on Cattle. The author is Jonathan Salem Baskin. And, Jonathan, give us the website, please, and your blog.
Yeah, the blog is dimbulb, D-I-M-B-U-L-B, .typepad.com.
I like that, dimbulb.typepad.com.
I am
We value irreverence around here and sarcasm, too. We like that, too. 20 after.
Hey.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, as my wife says, I speak sarcasm as a second language. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots and lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something for you. You can read. You can listen. You can check out our Brain Trust members, my knowledge base, my blog, my newsletter. Whatever you want, whatever you got on your mind, whatever challenge or opportunity you're thinking about, we can help you, I think, if you'll just give us a chance. And it's free, too, by the way. No charge, no extra, no barrier to entry at all. Jonathan Baskin, folks. Jonathan Salem Baskin is the name on the book. Branding Only Works on Cattle. Jonathan, give us your website again, please.
The blog is dimbulb. I am the dim bulb. That's dimbulb. typepad.com, and that's 5 days a week of juicy content about the most fantastic and foolish in brand and marketing.
Juicy stuff, folks. That's the kind of stuff we like. Jonathan, talk to us about branding in a world where people are going nuts over social media. And they don't even yet know why they're going nuts over social media.
Well, they're going nuts about it, Jim, because it's really entertaining, and two, it's free. So it's funny. I talk to clients and in front of groups, and they talk about how, you know, you can shift costly marketing into, you know, a far cheaper social media and get more eyeballs and more clicks, and everybody thinks it's a brilliant step. And I'm thinking the market is charging less because it's worth less.
That's,
you know,
exactly
so
right.
I mean, it's one thing to say people love this interaction, and I do it, you do it, we all do it. But the challenge for social media is really to evolve what the purpose is. You know, at the end of the day, if Facebook is just a medium for companies to place ads in it, it's going to die. There has to be another aha of how we use social media to actually deliver marketing and deliver customers. And I don't think anybody has really found that tool yet.
That's exactly right.
So a lot of businesses are getting very active in it, but it's not a replacement for real marketing, and it certainly isn't a replacement for real customer relations.
Or it isn't a place for you to spend an awful lot of your time on.
It's a time thief.
You know, I used to say that I'm seeking the meaning of life. Now I'm seeking the meaning of social media.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And
Jim, truthfully, the idea that we have conversations with customers is as old as the caveman. So the whole premise of social media is that people talk to each other and affirm one another's decisions. I get it. I'm old enough to remember a world without the internet. I mean, conversation has always mattered. So the fact that now we have a tool to do it easier, faster, cheaper, and more regularly, that's a great, great opportunity. But in and of itself, it's not a new idea. So the challenge is, how do we as businesses use it to actually strengthen our marketing and branding messages and deliver more transactions?
I mean, it seems to me, though, that the customer is going to determine all that for us, Jonathan. And you talk about that. You talk about that in your book, and that is that they're going to be the ones that will allow us to be part of their communities. It seems
Absolutely.
To me that the future is not going to be about networks. It's not going to be about channels. It's going to be about communities. And you're going to be invited to be part of their community if you behave.
Absolutely. And if you do something that's meaningful and relevant to that community, right? That's the definition of community. Care about me,
and
know
contribute,
me, and help me.
And contribute to the community.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you're going to have...
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Well, I just think it's a giant opportunity, and that's why I talk about a lot in the book, and that the real challenge here is to go into those communities with that idea of being authentic and credible and real versus, again, we still in the marketing world have all of these celebrations and articles about some of the wacky stuff, you know, like Burger King running all these wacky viral videos on Facebook or YouTube, and I think to myself, wow, a new way to waste people's time. How is that smart marketing?
Well, but here's the other thing, though, Jonathan. I do think there's something there in this way. And I talked about communities, and I made it sound like you might be allowed to join a community. But you know what? I think businesses, small businesses too, have the ability to create their own communities and invite other people to be part of their community.
I think you're right, Jim. And I think small businesses, in fact, again, because of the nature of being in business for yourself and always having an eye on the bottom line, small businesses already have communities, whether they acknowledge it or not. And that is the community of their associates, their employees, their vendors, and, of course, their ultimate customers.
Yep.
So the challenge for small business isn't really to create that community as much as acknowledge that it's there and then
organize it and maintain it.
Absolutely.
Love it up.
Purpose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's an immense opportunity. And also, a small business can do it faster. It can do it with less setup time. And, again, think about behaviors. That's really my MO, both in the blog and in the book, is at the end of the day, don't use social media or your community to worry about your image or all the make-believe stuff of branding from the past in this post-branded world, to use the Jim phrase that I'm going to borrow now forever.
You mean steal, don't you?
Think about actions. Think about behaviors. People are in a community to do things, not just waste time. I think it's a powerful idea for small businesses in this economy.
Well, no, I agree. Jonathan, I got about 40 seconds. What are your last thoughts on branding as we go forward in 2009?
Well, I think 2009 is going to be the opportunity for all of us, businesses large and small, to think less about finding net new customers or wasting anybody's time and really getting back to basics about relating to your existing customers, strengthening those relationships, and finding ways to build your business based on the folks who have the most vested interest in your success and your mutual success. So 2009 is back to basics and talk to your first customers first before you start trying to find net new ones. You get through 2009, let's write some new books for 2010 and beyond.
There is no better branding step than being face-to-face with a customer, is there?
100% agreed, Jim.
Hey, Jonathan, give us the website one more time. I love it.
It's dimbulb, D-I-M-B-U-L-B .typepad.com, and everybody's welcome for a dose of fun.
Check it out, folks. Branding only works on cattle also. Hey, Jonathan, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. I appreciate the invite, and thank you.
You got a lot more to teach us. Jonathan Baskin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, with Tim Berry right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.